So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. Thank you so much for coming back and joining us again. We are so excited to be back.
We are thrilled to be here. And if you haven't done it yet, now really is the time to follow our podcast so that you don't miss even one episode. All you have to do is search for Bachelor Happy Hour in the podcast app and hit the follow button.
Yes, please. Just hit the little button and we'll always be notified when we're on again. And today we have a very, very special guest, the beloved Ellen. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us. We love you.
I love you too, Susan and Kathy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Ellen, it's always so great to see you. Particularly, you and I have such a strong bond because we are the pickleball champions from our season. I'm never going to live it down. I want to know, are you still playing pickleball? How's it going? Tell me.
Yeah, I'll continue playing. Right now, I'm a little injured, but other than that, I'm okay. I'm waiting to get healed up and go back on the court. Still playing golf, though. Still playing golf.
How often did you play pickleball? Like, what is...
Prior to
your injury.
4 times a week.
Wow, that's pickleball.
And what's it like being a captain? You always kept saying you're the captain of your team in Florida. What does that mean to be the captain? Like, do you plan the teams? How does it work?
Well, on the funny side, if I wasn't the captain, probably you wouldn't have a team because nobody wants to do it.
It's called controlling these.
I wanted a team for my community in a division that was, you know, not too difficult, not too easy, you know, something right in the middle. And
Susan's right. It's about control.
Yeah, right.
But do you do the scheduling and everything? You schedule the games?
No, it's a real sanctioned league where there's 400 members, and it's throughout all of South Florida. And it's really an amazing way that they function with like 10, 12 divisions and then 8 teams in it with 10 teams in a division. And they just... they do have accountants to check the scoring, and
yeah,
it's really a really big deal. And it's a lot of work for the captains.
Yeah.
Is it all female or is it male and female?
All female. Yeah. I'm in another league that's a co-ed league.
Okay.
And that's, I don't have to do anything because I'm a captain. I love that movie because I just go and play. So
do you meet new people? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funniest is when you go to other communities and you run into someone that you went to high school with, because everybody's pretty migrating to Florida from New York, you know. So
right.
I met like 6 or 7, oh, God, maybe more people from high school, college that I haven't seen in 20, 30 years.
Oh, that must be really fun. Any good guys that, you know, maybe from high school that...
Yes, there was one, but he's married.
Oh no, that's out.
His wife is very, very nice. So.
Yeah, I just want to focus on one thing that you said at the beginning of this show, which was you've been a little injured and you're coming back. That is what we're about, right? As we get older, things happen, but we're still getting back out. So I just want to applaud you that you've had a few health issues, but. You're not giving up. You're getting back on the court.
Honestly, it's just, you know, a really bad sore hip. There's, you know, think about the whole premise of why I got on the show with Roberta, and that's something that you can't fix.
Yes.
And so, I am so grateful that what I have is so fixable that people that have it in a short time, they're back on the court again.
Yeah, and that's the positive energy.
Very blessed. Yes.
Yeah, that's the positive energy. Speaking of the show, Ellen, give us a couple of your favorite memories from the show. Besides meeting Susan and me, of course.
Well, that's definitely a big plus. But Kathy, you're in one of those favorite moments, I have to say.
Oh, dear. Okay, go for it.
It was good that winning the pickleball activity was so much fun. Just... having fun, getting excited, cheering everybody on, shooting the champagne all over the place, having you as a partner.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It was really a great time. But better than that, sorry, Kathy, the princess date and the balloon and the...
Hell yes.
Excuse me, where are those diamond earrings? I still want...
They're on.
She's got them on. Everyone needs
really
to know.
Do
you remember I try to steal them from you every time I'd say, Ellen, can I borrow those earrings?
Well, can I just try them on? I said, if I gave them to you to try on, I would never get them back. So.
But you did share a lot of the clothing that you were given from that princess date. I will say that. Heels that I couldn't even walk in? Who has those? Edith, I believe she could walk in them, right?
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
You got tons of clothes, Ellen. You got these fabulous earrings. Susan got like a framed photograph and a piece of pink quartz.
No, I got the photograph.
Whatever. Y'all got gifts.
Quartz.
I just...
Quartz.
Whatever. Quartz. You know what
Thank
I got?
You.
A big fat zero. Just want to put that out there again that I wasn't the princess date. I didn't get...
You got Zip It and you own it.
That's right. I told them. That's what I did. Zip It. Exactly. Anyway, just... I think we should talk about our topic of the day. What do you say,
so
Susan?
I have a good question for her.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Ellen, what have you learned that you either need more of or less of about love after being on the show?
That's such a good question, Susan. I learned that you don't want to be with anyone if you can't be yourself.
Yes.
Honestly... I get more pleasure out of just being comfortable in a situation now where I don't have to pretend to be someone I'm not, where I used to be afraid of that. You know, I had a few learning disabilities growing up and I was always self-conscious about it. You know, I wasn't able to read till I was in third grade, and little things like that stay with you. And as you get older, they don't really go away. They just manifest itself in other ways. And The Bachelor, believe it or not, at the age of 70, actually helped to change that and made me feel that why would I want to be with anyone that wouldn't accept me totally? And totally is a lot. Everybody has faults.
Absolutely.
And a lot of things about people that I've loved that I didn't accept that really needed to change the behaviors. Well, sometimes they could and sometimes they couldn't. But it depended how important it was to me.
That is a prevailing thought. We had spoken with Nancy on another episode, and Nancy was talking about a guy that didn't want to date her because she had some health issues, and you're talking about learning issues. Again, I think being our age and accepting ourselves for who we are and looking for people who accept us who we are, that's one of the things that separates us from the younger crowd, truly.
Yeah, I think at this point, we've accomplished most of our goals. And after doing that, if we can't just be ourselves and enjoy that part, you know, then and enjoy the people we're with. Like, I'm pretty selective about the friends I pick. I'm selective about
Susan. We should feel grateful.
I wish I could be selective about the men I pick.
Well, that's the next question. What are you looking for in a partner now? And has it changed what you were looking for before the show? Have you learned anything about what you're seeking?
Yeah, I was a people pleaser. And now I want the people to please me.
Amen, sister.
So, and not in a snotty way.
It's compromise.
In a way that we both can benefit. And like especially Kathy, this sticks in my head. I want a doer. You know, I don't want a sitter. I don't want a couch.
A used-to guy, Ellen. They're called used-to guys.
Used-to guy. I love that. And I'm so glad you reminded me of that because I want someone that is not a used-to guy. I want someone that is a doer now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know we're older. I know we get injured. I know things slow down. But it can be as simple as enjoying the same kind of movie. It doesn't have to all be activity, right. You know, same reading the same kind of books and discussing them or, you know, going to a reserve and seeing all the birds being born. I mean, things like that is not super strenuous and pickleball and golf and all that. It's just commonality.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I don't have commonality with somebody. Well, that's what happened, you know. Very misleading. I went out a while ago with someone that I thought was very promising, actually. I mean, I was sort of happy. And then I realized that even though we had so much in common, that his life was way more important than mine. And I don't expect him to want to do everything that I want to do, but the attention pretty much had to be centered around him.
And that's, I think you're saying it, Ellen. It's you're not going to settle.
I'm a little selfish at this stage. I want to be shared, you know?
Yeah, but also you saw that as a red flag and you didn't. I think when we're younger, we try to change red flags into white flags and you didn't even try it. I think good on you.
For me, it was the yellow light.
I recently met a guy recently that's very sweet and kind and fun and nice. And, you know, there's possibilities there. I'm going to see him in not too long from now.
Well,
and
so can I ask you, Ellen, are you on a dating site? Is that how you met him? Or
no, as a matter of fact,
go into your DMs?
The first one was through pickleball friends.
Okay.
Through the league, actually. One of the other teams from another league suggested it. And then this second person is somebody that I met in a restaurant gathering. It was to promote the restaurant. So okay. I was invited to go there, not as Ellen Goldberg, just as Ellen,
yes.
Friends, you know.
Yes.
So it was, and it just happened that, you know, he came over and said hello, and it was very casual. But
so you know what I'm hearing here? Ellen, you are doing what I wish more women and men our age would do. You're not sitting back waiting for the guys to come to you.
Hell no.
You go out and you do things and you look. And when you get out and put yourself out there, people come into your life. I think that is amazing.
It's living. It's
and
living.
Really,
yes.
What's really important is what really is important is the thing that you like to do is where you're going to find the people that like to do it too. So I don't really love the bar scene. I didn't mind the intro to the restaurant. That was sort of okay. And it was nice, but I would be uncomfortable in a bar scene, but I wouldn't be uncomfortable in meeting someone at a golf course, or I wouldn't be uncomfortable meeting somebody at a movie festival. You know, these are things that I would like because these are things that he would like as well. Mm-hmm. So it's
so you'd have something in common. Yeah.
But the best thing is being recommended or somebody referring someone. That's the best.
It sounds like a business deal, Ellen.
Yeah.
Could you recommend a nice, good-looking man? I need his referrals. I need his recommendations.
If a friend says, I know someone that would be perfect for you, I know you and I know him.
Yeah.
That's who's the best.
Have you ever been on dating sites and will you go back on ever?
I was on dating, divorced a while. So yes, I was on dating sites and no, I will never go back.
Isn't that funny? I think we all feel the same way.
No,
I was on,
no.
I think all of them. And it's after
the
show,
forget it.
Right.
No, yeah.
It's like fine.
Not because they're not good. Some people, a lot of my friends got married through dating sites.
I marry so many couples that have met on dating sites all the time.
My son that just got married and he
I
met
performed
her.
The ceremony.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
So, Ellen, I don't know. I mean, I know you pretty well, but I actually don't know very much about your marriage. And I, you know, whatever you're comfortable sharing, but I really want to know how you're different now, and do you want to get married again?
I was very confident with the person I was married to for 25 years. We were friends first. We know each other since we're 10 years old from sleepaway camp.
Sorry. Did you say sleepaway camp?
Yes, you shared this story with me. I remember.
Okay, keep going. I want to hear this.
And we've been friends for, forever, since 10 years old. And we're still friends today. I mean, really good friends. And we separated in two different paths. We were both going to go in the field of education. He couldn't get into it. It was very bad timing for teachers at the time. And we went different ways, but that's not even the issue. The issue is that we had a good relationship and I've always felt confident with him and I always felt comfortable with him. It's mm-hmm. when I left the relationship is when I started to feel not confident, because now it's with someone that's not my friend, someone I don't know that well, and someone that I'm not really sure if he likes me, what does he think of me? Should I be funny? Should I be not? Should I be serious? And I never had a guess with my husband. It was always easy. It's not easy, but Bachelor has taught me it really is easy. Mm. Because if you don't have to think about it, and it's easy. And with the Bachelor, I don't think any of the girls really thought about, they were just for themselves the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. And that was the beauty of it, the confidence level. I think with almost every single one was really like off the charts. Mm-hmm. And I think it was great. I mean, the fact that they just said and did and they were happy being them.
Ellen, what would your girlfriend Roberta say to you about the last year of your life right now?
You're welcome.
Because she recommended you for the show, right?
Yes, it was all about
her. She didn't recommend me. What she did was she
pushed you.
Sort of threatened me and, used her illness as a weapon to say, right, you better do this for me or else. And,
I love that. She's looking down, Ellen. She's looking down.
I got to tell you a quick story. I was there recently. We had my really good friend, Nancy, from the community. Her daughter's getting married. I'm so happy for them. And she needed a steamer for the wedding gown, Roberta had a steamer in the community when she lived in Florida. So I called her fiance to get, is it okay if we go over to the apartment and get the steamer? So we went over, we got the steamer, and he said, while you're there, pick up a couple of things that you might need or want, because, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, fine. And it was no big deal. And we went through all the boxes and everything, and everything was empty or, cleaned out. And all of a sudden I see a box, and this is the truth. I promise you, we see a box on the dresser and we opened it up and there were two crystal angels in it. I have chills right now. I'm telling you.
Okay, the hair on my legs are growing.
Nancy is my witness. She said, oh my God. My light of course, because it was like, holy shit.
Yes, you're allowed. Yes, be
oh
you.
My God. And I just said, this couldn't have been here before, because we would have seen it and we would have opened it to make sure there was nothing in it.
Don't you think she led you there?
Well, the scariest part after that was, as we're leaving, right on that same dresser, there was a little piece of paper like behind where the angels were. And honestly, I can't lie, it's not a podcast, Nancy will verify it. we pulled out this paper and it was a picture of Roberta and me, 16 years old.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And just that, no other picture, no other paper, nothing. And
out of nowhere. You've been in this place before, that was never there. Now all of a sudden,
never remember seeing it. I've been there a few times to help him straighten out, Roger straighten out some things, and I had never, ever seen
it. It's so funny.
Either, I
honestly believe that those things happen. As you know, Ellen, my husband passed away, and Easter was one of his favorite holidays. He used to hide the eggs for the kids and cook a big meal. It was like he loved all holidays, but cardinals, ever since he died, cardinals have been a thing. Yeah. Easter morning, I'm sitting having coffee, and there are two male cardinals sitting on the limb, just staring at me the other day, and I just sat there.
I just knew.
I just knew. I believe
to you before also you said.
Oh yeah, it's but I'm just saying on Easter there they were again.
Wow.
It's just I believe in those things. Absolutely. I really do.
Me too.
She's always with you, Ellen.
Yeah, and she'll always be with you.
And she had a blast on the show. Bringing back the show just for a quick second.
Sure.
There's a favorite story of mine that you are involved with, if you don't mind sharing. It's hysterical. Do you remember the night that you got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of
the one they did the retake of?
Yeah.
This would be called Ellen's Bloopers.
Oh my gosh. Share that with us again.
Okay. Oh gosh. What happened was, you know, I always mentioned that I have to be by the bathroom because I go like, forget it. I said, people our age do, blah, 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 blah.
We go often, yes.
So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and I go into the bathroom and I'm sitting there peeing my whatever. And
doing your thing.
Doing my thing. And all of a sudden I see this person walking in like
in the dark, like right? They didn't turn on a light.
Like this, like a zombie walking in. And not having a clue about, you don't turn the light on at 3 a.m, you wake up, you just follow your way to the toilet, you go.
Yeah,
and
right.
All of a sudden, Faith was the person, she turns around in front of me in the toilet and starts to pull down her pajama box.
And you're like, no!
And I went, no! And I, honestly, she aged 20 years.
You scared the lights out
because she didn't know anybody was even in the bathroom.
I mean,
I'm telling you.
Right? Wait, wasn't that better than her actually peeing on you in the middle of the night?
Well,
you had to scare her.
I said in the blooper, whatever, I said, oh God, I said, I really didn't want to get peed on at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not that.
I mean, let's say 5 or 6 o'clock either. But, you know, people don't know how much, I mean, obviously the cameras were not on in the bedrooms, right. But how much fun did we have at night after the lights went out?
Oh, God. It was, you know, it's really hard to compare to anything because I never had an experience like that. I mean, well, last time I had an experience like that was in sleepaway camp and I was 12
and
years
old. And wait a minute. Wait,
I love how she calls it sleepaway
camp. Wait, can I just say
camp?
Sleepaway camp when she was meeting her then future husband.
10 years old.
Yeah, we don't know what was going on in that bug.
Oh, was it co-ed at that sleepaway?
It's called a ring.
Listen to her.
A co-ed sleepaway camp.
Yeah, different campuses.
Susan.
Oh, okay.
Susan.
Well, I was getting nervous. You're 10. I would freak out.
Different campuses, different cabins. You know, there's that little thing called a counselor.
Did they co-ed in the water, in the lake or anything? Like, were you with the boys?
And as we got older, we weren't angels. Especially when we were counselors then.
Wait a minute, Ellen. Ellen, you have children. I know you do.
Yes.
Given your sordid, colorful past, I would like to know what dating advice you've given your kids.
What?
What dating advice have you given your kids, your sons? What dating advice?
Well, they do pretty good on their own. I'm not going to give them any advice because a lot of the advice doesn't work for me, so certainly don't want to give it to them.
That was the next part of the question. What is it the same for you?
Well, I think being a boy or a man is a lot different than being a female, but no longer a vulnerable female, that's the advice I would give them. Be yourself, you know, don't try to be someone you're not.
I gave some serious dating advice, and I want to know with the son and you as well, Kathy, you didn't give that same advice that I gave, and that is...
Yeah, give your advice.
Wear a raincoat, boys. And what no means no.
No,
that
was
my biggest thing when they were young and starting to date.
I did not tell my daughter to not wear a raincoat.
Not your daughter. I said son, Kathy. Son. You didn't tell them to use protection?
I wouldn't. As a health teacher, okay, they pretty much know all of the stuff I teach and all the things about birth control and about...
What did you do, Ellen? Get out a banana with a condom and show them how to use it?
Oh, that was only when I taught high school. I didn't do that in middle school, you know? I can't tell you something else. I can't because it's something...
Oh, come on. I tell you.
I mean, no one's listening, Ellen. It's just us three here.
Please forgive me, school, for talking about this, but I did the banana when I was teaching in ninth grade class. Okay. At the end of the day, oh God, it's so embarrassing. At the end of the day, ninth period, one of the kids must not have eaten lunch or something. And then Miss Gold, I know it's weird, but it is like has appeal and I'm really hungry. Can I have the banana?
Can I have that banana?
And everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Well, you peel it.
Yeah. So all I know is that I just tell them not so much about that because they know that's my thing. I tell them just to be themselves and make sure the person that they're with is themselves. And that's how the connection starts.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I got to share one of my favorite moments with Ellen was at the talent show. That poem, that funny when you talked about the kids that you were teaching in sex ed. I enjoyed that.
Well, the nicest compliment I ever got was actually from you, Susan, when you said, I would actually have paid to see that.
I did.
I was like, wow, maybe that's my new gig.
Do you miss teaching?
I miss teaching, but I love retirement. So you can't have both. I mean, I could, but it's not the same. So I love retirement as much as I love teaching. So I don't miss it. I just really enjoyed it. And my professional life was terrific. It was amazing.
I was very lucky.
You are.
What do you think? Is it game time yet?
Okay, Ellen, we want to play a little relationship game of Would You Rather? Okay, you ready?
Is this anything like the ice cream game?
No, this is never have I ever. No, this is not. This is what it's about dating.
Wait, can we just say something about the never have I ever?
Oh, God. Sure.
I had never heard of that game.
Well, ever. You certainly acted like you did.
Well, I was eating ice cream. They got me out of the pool. Ellen, I was hungry, but what? I've never heard of that
I've
game
heard it.
Before.
It's like they do like spin the bottle. It's all in that kind of thing.
I remember spin the bottle.
Well, Ellen, do you remember when we did play that game?
I ran for the hills.
I'd never done anything. I'd never done any of the things they said. I was like,
Kathy, was like this.
No, no. God. If we're talking about faces, priceless. Priceless in my entire life. I've never seen such a priceless face. When Leslie got up at the talent show to do her dance, you and Teresa was next. And you had that little teeny tiny cowboy hat. And she's like, in shock.
I'm not a dancer like Leslie. What can I say?
It was so funny. Your face. I loved it. I'm so sorry. We'll get back to the game.
We're going back to the game because never have I ever.
Yeah, it came up.
Never have I ever. Okay. So in a partner, Ellen, would you like a guy who has... In a partner, a guy you're dating.
But now I'm wearing a parka.
Okay. A parka. We're not in Alaska yet.
If you're in Florida, no one's wearing winter coats.
Partner.
Have you have the same hobbies as your partner or different hobbies? Would you want you guys to do the same things? Same or different hobbies?
Same.
Really?
Absolutely.
Tell me why.
Because if I'm truly with this partner, I would hope, especially as a retired partner, I would hope that we had as much in common as possible because it's not going to work for 8 hours and coming home. It's 24/7.
Okay, Susan, I bet you and I, we need our little bit of alone time.
You didn't say that. You said, would you like the hobbies to be the same?
Yeah.
I would like some things that I do not to be exactly what he does, but I would like a lot of things to be common.
Okay. All right.
And that goes with every relationship. Yeah. They should have their own thing as well.
I need my manicure time and all my spa time and all that.
The one hobby I'm not sharing, cooking. I want to do it all myself.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, I'll share that in a second.
Ellen, I don't cook. It was a joke.
Okay. I get it.
Okay, Ellen and Kathy, what would mean more to you? A good morning text or a good night text?
You mean getting one?
Yes.
Okay. What do you say, Ellen?
Good morning. Because I'm the first thing he thinks of when he wakes up.
I like it. Oh,
and you know what? Just to be difficult, a good night text means I'm the last thing he thinks of before he goes to bed and he's going to have a nice dream about me.
Okay. I want both. I'm just saying.
I like them all.
I want both. And if he doesn't send me one in the morning, I'll send him one.
Yeah.
Like I'm good like that. But it's nice.
Right.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from somebody when they wake up or the last thing before they go to
sleep.
Well,
what about least expected? That's the most.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, so basically this guy is not going to be doing anything but texting us all day. All right, I've got a good one here. And this one is especially close to me because, Ellen, I think you know this. Susan married my son and his fiancée just a few weeks ago. And my son, if he's listening, I love my son Kyle, but the guy cannot dance. He's got like lead feet. He and his fiance took dance lessons for like 8 months and he wouldn't tell us. We thought they were in counseling. We didn't know what they were doing, fertility treatments. We didn't know for 8 months they were taking dance lessons. So here's the question.
He did such a good job.
He did. I was so proud of him. Okay. Would you take with your parka or your partner, would you take a dance class together? Or do karaoke together?
Okay. I went out with someone for 3 years and we actually did dance lessons. I think it was the most horrifying experience of my life.
Why? Are you serious?
I was ballroom dancing and I sucked at it. Oh. I had a count in my head. I don't know if dyslexia had something to do with it, but...
Five, six, seven, eight.
Or the box step.
5, 2, 4, 6. You know, like, you know. But anyway, I love karaoke. And I don't care if I make a fool of myself. I love that. So
okay, but wait, are you going to do it with your partner? What if he can't sing? What if he can't sing?
I can't sing either. Who cares?
That was just a detail. All right.
One last question for you, Ellen. Do you tell your date a white lie to spare his feelings, or would you share the truth even if it hurt his feelings?
Oh, Susan, that's hard because I really don't know what it is.
It's a white lie. We're not talking, criminal defense here. A white lie.
Something that wasn't substantial that really upset me, or that upset him. Like an outfit that he had on, and he loved it. I would say he looks very nice on you, even though it was terrible,
I would say after that night, maybe say, honey, that's kind of out of style. Let's retire that.
Yeah, I would try to make honesty out of it later on, like you said.
Right.
It would have to be not an important thing. Something that.
Yeah, no, for me, I've learned, keep your mouth shut except when it really matters. I would just say, gosh, honey, you look fabulous, and just go to the bathroom and laugh or something. I would never.
Well, that does it for today's episode of Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. I just want to say thank you. We both thank you, Ellen, for coming on. I cannot wait to see you. I think we're going to see you at the end of this week, right?
Oh, wow. Yes, the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well, Ellen, we'd love to have you back on the podcast again soon. But we always enjoy chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, please be sure to follow Bachelor Happy Hour, as we have lots of new episodes coming out a couple of times a week. And you don't want to miss even one of them.
And you're going to hear me again. Please submit your questions to us. Ellen, you can as well. Submit a question, something you want to hear us talk about, because we will.
I think you're doing a fantastic job. They couldn't have picked two better people to do it. And I just can't wait to see you next week. I can't wait.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to BachelorNation.com or hit us up on the social at Bachelor Happy Hour.
And please do listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com. There's a whole collection of Black led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.